You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
And I ain't bragging on me. My mind, he's a mighty God. I don't know about y'all, but I don't know what God's gonna do daily. And if you think I'm standing up here in this hot road trying to get some recognition, you got me bent wrong. He said, put it on, so I put it on. Because I don't know about you, I'm looking for him to develop me even the more. Not for this worldly system, but for kingdom. Amen, amen. For kingdom. If you know how long you're going to live, I bet you people get the props. I see you living to get 89. You mean it's a rattlesnake. You want somebody to take care of you when you're 89, they probably throw some potash on you. That's enough of talking about truth. Every time I get this unease in my spirit, somebody got a problem. But the problem solver will solve your problem. Any problem you have, you take it to him. But don't take nobody else, take yourself. Amen. My God, my God. If you would come with me today, I say I will not keep you long. And for the ones I done messed up their spirit, man, I ask God to come in and revive you. Amen. Is it all right? Amen. I have one scripture to come today. And I will say what he told me to say. He told me to go to Philippians, the 4th chapter, and verse 12, and we know it. Of course, we think. But he told me some specifics about the scripture. And I won't try to be tested about those scholars who know how to connect it up to make it more than what he has given me. That's our biggest problem in this hour. We so deep to we question God everything he does. It's in the house today. Well, Lord, why did you die? No, you don't have to ask God none. You just believe that he's God. And sometimes we can get shifted when we're looking at people's face because we try to represent what they think I'm supposed to be doing like them or what they tell me to do. Amen. It's okay if Mr. Thomas, thank you, but I got it. Amen. And we get blown out of proportion. From the pulpit to the back door, you tell me how many things that you've seen any individual leave here with. Even their body's going to still be in that casket. So they didn't take the body with them. Am I in the house? Amen. So how can you take anything else with you? Let them put that old ring on your finger. It ain't going to impress you because you ain't there. Amen. Just keep it and give it to the crackhead who need to get some crack. They'll get it to them. We cannot even take our body, but we work so hard for things. Amen. I'm a witness. That when all the things been taken and you've been trying to hold on to the long so you done got crazy, yeah, then God will come and just toss you out. Amen. Amen. Huh. Job was a rich man. Read the story. I want to be rich like Job. But God could trust Job with his richness. Because when things are going and you trusting in things, you lose it. Hmm. You find people run to the house of the Lord when they done lost the job. Most of the time they were arrogant and bitter, and they just waiting to get rid of you anyway. Amen. Then you got some of these people you can't tell nothing. They go on the job, ain't been there but a day, and take it over. If you got a job and a paycheck, you better zip your mouth up and do what they tell you to do. I ain't talking about no entrepreneurs. They up and knew they self out another place. But today, Philippians the 4th chapter, verse 12. Barry Jug, can you give me a little music to get me up out of this hard place? Because when you see, I usually praise him, but I want to save the throat for the word. But I got to dance to make you shuffle and say you ain't that of God. But I don't really care about you saying it ain't of God. Once you get up and try him for your own self, you'll find that he's everything that you'll need for yourself. Can I get a witness? I'm going to read it, and you read it along with me. Hit that tune now again a little bit for me, Gerald. It's going to not only bless me, but it's going to bless your inner man too. And then elbow me, I sigh. And my mind, you'll see. I ain't hearing you. Can I hear? Oh, my God, my God. I ain't playing today. Go on and hit that thing. Well, God can do stuff for you. And my mind, you'll see. Anybody want God to do something? Don't look at him and say he don't deserve it. Neither do you or I. But old King Jesus, it's the master with the plan. I ain't hear nobody in the house. If you don't mind, somebody raise a hand. Like I already got it. But I'm praising him. Because I believe he's going to give it to me. Can I get a witness? Somebody up in here need a job. I ain't hearing what I'm saying. Somebody here need a healing. Somebody need a breakthrough. But oh, healer. Healer. I'm coming up for you. I can't leave this coming up alone. Come on up in me. And I can praise you with sincerity. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. Call Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Somebody thanking him for being in bondage. My God couldn't come out by yourself. But he came in and rescued me. So I got a praise coming up out of me. Praise, praise, praise is due to you. Gonna praise you. I'm gonna praise you. I'm gonna praise you. Why you think I'm praising him? You got to get past and those spirit will intimidate you. For you to miss your blessing. My God, I'm gonna praise you till you lift me up, lift me past a surety in man, lift me up from the exception of our man. I gotta praise, I gotta praise, I praise you, my God. My spirit, my belief, take me back where I know that you've done great things for me. I forgot it. Somebody made me forget it. And I didn't mind. But on the day, I'm gonna praise you. Praise you. Where you can lift my spirit, man. My mind. When you lift you.
sure.
Somebody should be willing to get up in the enemy. Say, I get my praise back for my healing, for my deliverance, for my breakthrough. My praise what I want to do. Praise gonna bring me through. I know about three people over here got some things they don't want to deal with, cause it's so personal, huh? It's so close up on ya, huh? But I tell you, if you get up, get up, say God be for me, worry about who against me, cause the spirit that is not of Almighty is designed to destroy you. I bless you. He can say I love you, but it's a setup. Lift me up. My, for your glory, it is done. Bring me up. Bring me up. All you've done for me, bring me up. Will it have a place to live? Didn't have a car, didn't have a job. Health wasn't good, and money was foreign. So I can be reminded. You didn't have to do it. You know we done got real bougie up in here. Huh? We done believe God. When nothing else working for me. He did it. So you can come up. Boom. Bring me up, my spirit. Bring me up in my belief. So you can be glorified. Why you think we got so many dead Christians? Cause they don't forgot what the Lord has done. And you think it was you. And then you done got bigoted. You done got up in it. You done got intelligent. My God. Yeah. Again, I say, I don't believe too many people on the hip bone with a silver spoon in their mouth or gold, whichever one you want. But I don't know about you. He brought us out of house with one bathroom. Before that, we didn't have a bathroom. Let's go to the ministry. In a storefront with one bathroom. The last time I checked in, there's six in there. But if we haven't been around, they should have a praise. Not because of the grants, because the grants ain't done nothing. He did it. So we can pump this up. So somebody else can get it. We came on our job. bring me up. Give God praise. Thank you, Brother Gerald. See, when you want everybody you meet, they don't have to be crazy the way you are, but you want them to see that you know what the Lord has done for you. I went to the ministry, but I want to go to your house and my house. My God, He has allowed us to use more stuff than we ever use, or we use it and we didn't understand that it wasn't ours, and He gave us another chance to use some more, and we still acting crazy. Can't try to put Him first. Oh, you going and play at that house? My neighbor across the street, every time I look up, she's talking about her house. She in the nursing home now. I wonder if she worrying about who in her house. And all the stuff she put in her house. I want to tell her, if you ain't put nothing in this house, you waste all that money and time, and you ain't getting nobody a hot sandwich. I ain't hearing nobody. We utilize valuable time. God wants us to be able to use this stuff, and we don't get the big head and think it's ours. And some people you can't trust for moving out of the department, because they'll go jackrabbit crazy. But I want Him to be able to trust me. Oh, that money is something. I don't want to talk about that, but unless we think we're getting something, we ain't giving none. Let the caller line, I'm finna plant a seed for you to get $1 million worth of lottery money. Oh, shoot, take two offering. If it don't come early, it's going to come. Let me leave alone. Somebody mad with me again. I done sung and we done got happy. I'm going to leave that alone. Ooh, somebody think God is a prostitute. A microwave. He won't be that for now, one of us. Can I give somebody praise? Man? In Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 12, it read as you read along with me. I know both how to be, and we know it, but I'm going to just read it in case you don't. Abased, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. What the Apostle Paul is talking about, we've got to learn how to be adapted to circumstance. When things going good for us, the Lord can't find us with, nah, thank you this morning for letting me get up, and sometimes we'll do that. But He wants us to be in a position with Him that when you might look like you done fell from grace, but it's grace sufficient for you down there where folks said you done been sinning, so you fell there. Here Paul is talking about spiritual teaching. How are we going to get spiritual teaching when we think we got it all in our success matter itself? You can't get no teaching when you think you know enough and can't nobody tell you nothing. God can't send you nowhere and you sit and follow the instruction of Him. Talking about Pastor Graham. See, what blew me up with Him, He sent me to a big ministry and He gave me instruction when I got there. He said, I want you to go there, be that 11:30. Some of us wouldn't have made it. Because we come in 12:15 and say, I did God a favor. You better be thankful I come. He said, be there at 11:30. When I got there, He said, I want you to sit down. I want you to see the ministry that I gave you. He didn't tell me to get in the little cliques. He didn't tell me to get with our people's opinion and telling you how bad the pastor is with your lying tail. See, that's what messes up. We sneak around with these old gangsters. A gangster's just a gangster. And put out wrong information, because you ain't teachable. Amen, amen. You want to do what you want to do, so this ain't the nightclub. You bring your own bottle. This Jesus stuff. And he told me, he said, I want you to go to the dictionary, and I want you to find these two words. I want you to bring it like the dictionary gave it to you. I'm finna do it. Abase. The dictionary say, to humble oneself or be humble, to get the right view of oneself by choice or by force. We think that God can't force us. We got some wrong information. He'll strip you down so low you think your name come to be low. If you don't believe it, look in the book of Daniel 4 and 37. For the scholars, write it down in your head. Click it in. Mm-hmm. And then he said to me, see, we got a lot of people walking in pride. That's what Daniel was talking about. Arrogant and bigoted. But I tell you one thing, you don't stand before God with your arrogant, bigoted self. Because you've been in church too long and it ain't got in you. That don't make you all that. Amen. Somebody help me in the house. Hallelujah. And so Daniel said, if you walk in pride, that means you don't come to be arrogant and you are sure of ourselves. And that's what's wrong with the body. We done got so puffed up and blowed up. You don't have to be up in this pulpit when you get a few scriptures under your belly. Oh, we got people take over the house call. God don't give wrong information. Who's supposed to be the leader in the house? You can't tell them nothing. So don't prophesy these people because they getting confused on who telling them what. Nobody tell me what to do. I break loose and do what God. You better check and see if it God is a demon or spirit of pride in you. Amen. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. You don't want to play with God like that. When he sent me to this ministry, I had everything that I'm operating in now. Because he told me so. That doesn't mean that you go up in there and take over somebody else's house because you think you know so. Amen. He want to teach you something. So when it comes your time, you will know. Amen. And this ministry I was in, there was a lunatic man. I mean, he was a good looking man. But he was just like a lunatic. The pastor would allow him to sit on the back row. And he jumped up. I know some of y'all say you wouldn't do it, but when spirits come and take you over, you'll do worse. The man jumped up like a monkey. He said, whoa, whoa. He did it the whole service. She said, don't touch him. You know, these man-made men said, throw him out. But he stayed there. All them years I was there. And the man is married now and got a family and a little pastor. What I'm saying, God don't need nobody help. When I started pastoring, that was this person I know they wouldn't do right. But they were dear to my heart because this is why I do this. And I tried everything I could do. I allowed him to read for me. And I got notes on him. He ain't saved. You ain't either. Because you're looking at him too much. He do drugs. He gay. But he had a son and a wife, so how you know he gay? How you know? And I went along with this young man, and I prayed for this young man. I tried to give him this Jesus. I don't know whether I was successful, but it was for me to be teachable. For him to teach me what to do. For the soul that he wanted to save. But I got to beat down from leaders. I got beat down from the congregation. But that didn't quit this Jesus in me because he put it in me. I ain't hear nobody. And when this young man, I went to the hospital to see him on the cooling boat. I began to weep. I said to the Lord, I tried to do everything I could do to show him love and show you this Jesus in me. I was in the garage going through some papers. He had wrote me a letter. He began to tell me how much he loved me. I didn't see it. because it didn't seem like he did anything I asked him to do. He would be in the store stealing and would call me. I said, I'm not opening the back door. Let him put your tail in jail. Maybe you'll stop stealing. So I said, if you get away from the police, come back in the front door. He would come back because the police didn't lock him up. But he stopped taking the whole bag of bologna or whatever kind of meat and the whole cheese. He would go open it up and take two or three slices out. That still was bad, but I'm going to say this morning, I saw a change. And who are me to question God or either you? Some of y'all know him. His name was Mark Cooper. You put your mouth on him then, now he dead. You don't have to put your mouth on him no more. Go look at yourself and see how assured you are in yourself. But he said to me, I want you to bring a bound. We done been on the base. He abound. Overflow. Increase. Growth. Have abundance. I began to look at the two. And this is what he said to me, I want you to say. Give me a mind to serve Christ. If you had not made up your mind, you ain't going to try to serve him. He said, tired of this, give me a mind. Our minds are influenced by many things that is not of Christ. We sneak the people, especially you bring somebody up in the tap, the ministry, they're going to skip to the people and tell them, you know, they holding you in bondage because you got a powerful ministry. Ain't nobody holding it but you, your own self. Oh, it happened to me up in here. Pastor Grant don't know what she's doing. I had a piano player, and I knew he was kicking drugs. I knew it by the Spirit of the Lord. He was talking about, Miss Freddie can't tell me nothing. But if Apostle said you go to the bank with, I said, I'm going to speak this. You're going to know you ain't going to play with the God in me. Somebody go tell him what I said. Because I tell him myself. Don't act like you got it like that because you can see a surety in a person. The surety lies in Jesus Christ. And I won't take it back from nobody today. I didn't get mad with him. Why would you waste your time with a spirit? A spirit will mess up other people, and he did that. I'm in the house. And y'all don't allow some spirit to mess y'all up too. It's in the house. Looking at somebody, won't you look past them and look at Jesus? I ain't trying to get a degree in man. It won't do me no good. When you need man most, they fail you. That's our human characteristic. If you got a boyfriend and he promised you something and he couldn't steal it or get it, that doesn't mean he didn't want to give it to you. He just couldn't reach it. I ain't hear nobody. But we can rely on Jesus Christ. Paul, he told me, say, go back through Paul's life and see how did he come right to here.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.